Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost podcast, the audio version of the Josh Meister's Lost blog, which you can find at thelostmeister.blogspot.com. This podcast may contain spoilers. Friday, May 12th, 2006. Welcome to the Josh Meister's Lost blog. Since I already write articles about recent or upcoming Lost episodes for family members and former coworkers, I figured I might as well have some place to post the latest theories, rumors, and spoilers for the public to see. Bookmark this site, or better yet, the RSS feed, see instructions for Safari, Firefox, Internet Explorer 7, or use a feed reader, and check back regularly to get your Lost fix. Recap of Wednesday night was a new episode, There were many new revelations in this episode, but I'd like to focus on just a few. We now know for certain that the in the center of the blast door map, as seen in Lockdown, is the location of the hatch known as the Pearl. The blast door map's cartographer, perhaps Desmond, obviously didn't know this, because next to the question mark is written designation, hatch name, unknown, and purpose unknown. Also, we see the Pearl off to the right side of the map, which indicates that the cartographer thought that the Pearl might be located elsewhere. The Pearl is apparently a remote viewing facility from which the goings-on inside the Swan can be observed. In the Pearl's orientation video, which has a copyright date of 1980, the same as the film in the Swan, the orientator states his name is Dr. Mark Wickman, while apparently the same person introduced himself in the Swan's orientation film as Dr. Marvin Candle. Is this the same person using two pseudonyms? Perhaps one or both of them are bad twins or clones. It doesn't seem likely that they could be identical twins, because they would have the same last name. Richard Malkin, better known as Claire Psychic, is seen in Echo's flashback. Malkin admitted to Echo that he is a fraud, meaning that the readings he gave Claire were false. Malkin pretended to not be interested in Claire's money, but this is probably because the Dharma Initiative offered him a much larger sum because they wanted Claire and her yet unborn baby to come to the island. It is possible that Claire's boyfriend Thomas may have been in on this too, since it seemed as though he changed his mind about becoming a father rather quickly, and since he bears a striking resemblance to the fake Henry Gale he may possibly be related to. This still doesn't explain why Claire and her baby are so important to the Dharma Initiative. On top of Richard Malkin and possibly Thomas being a part of the plot, the woman who tried to adopt Claire's baby was seen in a photograph with Desmond, and stranger still, the mobile in the medical hatch played Catch a Falling Star, the song that Claire asked the potential adoptive mother to sing to her baby. There seems to be a pretty vast conspiracy against Claire and Aaron. We saw Libby in Echo's airport flashback. Some Lost fans, myself included, wondered whether she was really on the plane, since we never actually saw her on it, but this brief flashback confirms that Libby must have been on Oceanic Flight 815. We still do not know why Libby was on that flight, however. Had she been secretly following Hurley? My theory is that Libby had been working for the Dharma Initiative, pretending to be a patient at Santa Rosa Mental Institute to keep an eye on Hurley's friend Leonard, who constantly repeated the numbers 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42, ad infinitum. When Hurley left the institution and won the lottery using the numbers, it became much more important for the Dharma Initiative to keep an eye on Hurley. Libby began to follow Hurley at this point, ending up in Australia and then taking the same flight that Hurley was taking back to Los Angeles. Spoilers. Ryan from the transmission posted a great spoiler earlier this week, several photographs of an upcoming Lost set. In the sneak peek for next week's episode, 3 minutes, we saw a tiny, brief glimpse of what's to come, but Ryan's pictures of the set get up close and personal. Walt, Mr. Friendly, aka Zeke, and Alex, Danielle Rousseau's daughter, will all allegedly appear in next week's episode. Also slated is a new character named Ms. Clue, who will be in the season finale as well. There will be Michael flashbacks in 3 minutes. The official synopsis is, a determined Michael convinces Jack and several castaways to help him rescue Walt from the others. Meanwhile, Charlie struggles with Echo's decision to discontinue building the church. The season finale will be a special 2-hour episode, and it is titled Live Together, Die Alone. The title is in reference to something Jack said in White Rabbit, to the effect that if the survivors couldn't live together, they would die alone. In Man of Science, Man of Faith, Kate paraphrased Jack, "Live together, die alone, right?" In the season finale, Clancy Brown, the same actor who played Joe Inman, the American who persuaded Saeed to become a torturer in the Gulf War, will allegedly play the role of Kelvin Inman, whose first name was mentioned by Desmond at the beginning of season 2. Desmond said Kelvin was dead, but apparently he isn't. The really strange thing is that Kelvin is apparently either someone Saeed knew from before the island, or perhaps a twin of that person. Other notable characters in the season finale will reportedly be Walt, Desmond, with multiple flashbacks, Mr. Friendly, the fake Henry Gale, Kelvin Inman, Alex, and new characters Ms. Clue and Charles Widmore. The official synopsis for the 2-hour season finale is, after discovering something odd just offshore, Jack and Saeed come up with a plan to confront the others and hopefully get Walt back. Meanwhile, Echo and Locke come to blows as Locke makes a potentially cataclysmic decision regarding the button and the hatch. Thanks for listening. Please check out the Josh Meister's Lost blog for links related to this podcast. The address again is The Lost Meister. That's thelostmeister.blogspot.com. Thank you, and namaste.